Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Well, 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 we're back again and with better quality. That's right. It's me, Ryan, and my friend...
Matt Watson.
Haha. Episode 130, right?
130, baby.
We made it.
We did it. We finally got to 130. That was our goal from the beginning.
If you go back to episode one, you'll see us excited and just completely energized at the thought of us going to podcast 130. And so now that we've finally reached that goal, it's time to tell you that, sorry, we are ending the Super Mega Cast next year in February, and we apologize. We just think that we have bigger and better things to do.
No, we can't. Last time we did this joke, we were like, yeah, we're going to end it in episode, like, 82. And, like,
people are like,
people
what?
Took it so seriously and thought we were actually ending it. My mom thought we were ending it. Like, she took it really seriously.
The thing is, when we actually end the podcast, because there will come a day when the podcast comes to a close.
No.
There will be a finale.
No, I told you they're going to put our minds into like a collective computer thing, and we'll continue the podcast for all eternity.
Isn't it depressing that there's two ways that this can go? One, there's like a finale episode, and two, there's an unexpected death, and there is no like the last episode, unless you went and just recorded one and be like, "Hey, Ryan's dead."
I lose my mind.
Anyways, Squarespace. Hey, we signed a contract. We got to get those ad reads in, baby.
The advertisers are like, no, you still have to finish the ad spaces we bought. So I'm like, hey guys,
yeah, but
Squarespace.
The good thing is we are back from our first tour.
Yeah.
And we had a really good time. And we also just announced, two more tours, one in April and then one in May. They're both on the East Coast. I know a lot of people are mad that we seem to have skipped some of the mid-states and Texas. Don't worry. We'll eventually try to get to as many places as we can. But if you want to buy tickets, there are two packages, VIP and then meet and greet.
And regular tickets,
too. Yeah, and regular tickets, of course. So go ahead, if you haven't already, and go purchase some tickets to see your boys do some live stuff. We're of course gonna keep some segments, but we change up the show each time just because we want the tours to feel, you know, a little special.
Yeah, the first tour was in the Pacific Northwest. That shit was fun, man. I had a blast.
I think my favorite part, other than like doing the shows and like, you know, interacting with the audience and stuff like that, was traveling. Like traveling, or because I don't know about you, but I haven't traveled much within the states themselves, so this is my first chance at getting to go to a multitude of other states and territories, like, in 1 year. Like, I think if I was going at the rate that I was, I would be 50 and have only visited 5 states.
Yeah, it was cool. We got to go to Oregon, Washington, and I got to pop my Canadian cherry and go to Vancouver, because I've never been to Canada. And that was super fun.
I was about to say something, but I can't spoil future tours just in case it doesn't happen type of thing.
Oh, okay.
But like...
It was in Canada, we did a show with Finn Wolfhard where Ryan and Finn cooked me some poutine on stage.
Poutine in a jar.
It was disgusting.
An unwashed grocery store
Oh, I didn't
jar.
Know it was unwashed. Okay.
I mean, we washed it with the ingredients that we put
in.
Yeah,
that's fine. We washed it with the food that I ate.
I'm sure none of that sanitary shit links to you being sick right now.
Yeah, I started feeling sick on tour.
The tour blues.
And so did Jackson, because he was our merch guy on tour. The touring crew was me, Ryan, Jackson, Tucker. Not Jackson and Tucker, Jackson Tucker.
Yeah.
Who's not Tucker,
we'll just
by
call
the
him
way.
Jackson. There's no other Jackson in our universe.
That's true. Yeah,
so
okay. Jackson.
You, me, Jackson, Vernon, and Adam.
Yeah.
And y'all don't, we don't talk about Adam too much because...
We talked about him on the last podcast. Yeah. People got a nice little taste of Adam.
Yeah.
You know, leaving the van unlocked.
We talked about him on the tour, especially after he left the van unlocked all night.
Listen to the last episode of the podcast if you're curious about what went on during tour.
It's a good episode. The sound quality shit.
We recorded it on Ryan's iPhone, and we were all drunk, and it was 2 a.m. in an echoey room. But it was fun. I actually loved that episode.
We should do more kind of... Not drunk. We were fucking drunk that night.
Man, we were incredibly wasted.
I'm a lightweight, and I had a cider and then, like, 4 cocktails.
Yeah.
Because there was that one that was delicious.
That mango drink we had at Pock Pock.
The Mango Alexander.
Oh my God, dude. Pock Pock is a restaurant in Portland, Oregon. It's like the best Thai food in America.
I haven't had better Thai food, but I haven't had Thai food in Thailand. So.
Yeah, true. But in America, that's the best Thai food I've ever had.
Yeah.
It was incredible. And afterwards, we went to a little bar owned by the same restaurant, and they had these amazing cocktails, and they also had like an alcoholic Vietnamese coffee. So
I tried a sip of that. I was like, fuck, I don't like coffee, but this is good.
I had
probably because I was getting drunk well.
Yeah.
Oh, their cider, like I think it was an in-house cider.
That was amazing.
Which was super. I forget what kind of cider. It wasn't apple. It was something else.
I don't remember.
Was it peach?
It was like pear. It was good. It was good.
Whatever it was, it was good. So if you ever find yourself in the Portland area, we both highly recommend Pock Pock, and then I know there's several Pock Pocks, but what's the bar called?
The Whiskey...
Not...
Was it the Whiskey something? It's literally across the street. It was super good. We each had like 6 cocktails, and then I also had like a Pilsner, like their house Pilsner.
We took sips of each other's drinks.
Yeah, we got wasted, and then we were like, fuck, we got to do the podcast.
Y'all had beers during the podcast.
Yeah,
Jackson
had two.
I quit. I was like, I'm done. I'm not gonna drink anymore, but I was still pretty on it. Because I was still taking hits of the weed pen.
Yeah, Jackson.
What sound? What does anything sound better? Is it weed, marijuana? Like what sounds less shitty? Is
reefer.
It all
you got?
Reefer?
Reefer.
Okay,
yeah.
So I had my reefer pen.
Yeah. Because like, is there a way to like talk about marijuana where you don't sound like a high schooler? Like, yeah, I was hitting the weed pen or like the pot pen.
I don't know. It sucks because when you talk about alcohol, it seems very like. Unless you're talking about getting I don't know. Even when you're talking about being wasted, I don't know. Whenever I hear people talk about alcohol, it's like, oh, it's alcohol. But whenever someone talks about weed, it spurs that thing in my brain
like, whoa, dude.
Whoa, it's weed? Whoa.
Say daddy lettuce or reefer or God's green grass.
That was the devil's lettuce. Did you just call it daddy's lettuce?
Well, it's legal now, so it's not the devil's
that
lettuce
is
anymore,
true.
Ryan.
Well, I mean, in a lot of states, I was surprised in Canada... I went to, what do you call it?
Dispensary.
A dispensary. And they have this rule, I don't know if it's just Vancouver and Canada in general, where they can't sell sugar-based marijuana, like, edibles. So you can't get brownies or cookies or anything. They would only sell pills, like capsules. You could get, like, the plant and you can get it in liquid form and shit, but they, for some reason, can't sell sugar-based edibles.
What? Is that so, like, kids don't?
I don't know. I don't know what it is.
Try to eat them up?
America's going to be like, dude, McDonald's soon is going to be like, you know, they're going to cook it in, like, cannabis oil, their french fries and shit.
Gives a whole new meaning to McNuggets. You know what I'm saying, dude?
Get nugs?
McNuggets, yeah.
Like dude. Nugs.
Yes, some nugs.
Anyways, we've talked. Okay, so that wraps up our weed talk for this podcast.
But the tour was super fucking fun. Got to meet a lot of you. Had a shit ton of fun. It was freezing cold. I was dying. Jackson and Ryan loved it. I was like,
because we love the cold.
I have no meat on my
you
bones.
You and your pretty boy bones can't really.
They're not
deal
pretty
with the
boy
cold
bones.
Over.
They're just they're bones.
Okay,
and that's
ugly
it.
Boy bones then.
Okay, go sure. They're that's all they are. Bones, just bones.
They have some skin on them.
Well, I got sick afterwards.
A little bit.
A little bit of skin, yeah.
Shine a flashlight through them?
Like skin tight. Yeah, you can see through my arms if
when
you put
you shine
a flashlight
on a wall, it's not like a hand, it's like just a skeleton.
I'm on like the tail end of being sick. And I woke up this morning, or actually I woke up about 30 minutes ago, Because I'm
sick.
How are
you feeling? Are you energized?
Well, actually, no, I'm not.
We're supposed to have hot pot tonight.
We are.
Harrison's cooking.
I'm good enough for
that. I'm getting my place clean. I'm not going to clean my place for nothing.
No, I'm on the tail end of sickness right now. You know what I did while I was sick? Jackson got sick too. Harrison was out of town, so we closed all the blinds and curtains. It was pitch black in my place. We spent the last 3 days just watching Twin Peaks and ordering food and drinking hot toddies, which is bourbon, lemon, cinnamon, and honey, and it's really good.
Ooh,
it's very good for my sickness, and that's all we did the last 3 days. It was very fun.
I've never seen Twin Peaks. I've heard great things.
I love it. It's my first time watching it. It is fantastic. I can't recommend it enough. I just finished the first season last night.
I started watching this Netflix thing called The Staircase, which is like this murder documentary made by the same people who did Making a Murder, which, you know, take everything they do with a grain of salt because they leave a lot of shit out. But anyways, and I just had this moment where I was like, man, I don't want to. There's so much shit about people getting killed and just like all this like awful stuff that I've been watching. I'm like, okay, I'm going to take a break. I'm just going to watch Pirates of the Caribbean at World's End. And let me tell you, I wish I fell down a staircase after watching that one. I remember that's the second time I've ever seen that movie.
I saw that one in theaters.
The first time I saw it was for my birthday, and I fell asleep halfway through. So I think that's back when I was 14. It came out like
we were young.
It's pretty old. Like is At World's End really a decade old?
Yeah, baby.
No fucking way.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, the first two still hold up pretty well. The first one's still the best. The second one, Bill Nye as Davy Jones, is always a treat to watch.
Yeah. Which one is out? Is At World's End number three or four?
Yeah, that's three.
Three?
And then there's Stranger Tides, and then there's...
the horse one where they drag a house through the city. 10 horses drag a house.
So there's five, and then they're rebooting it without Johnny Depp.
What?
Or something.
Wait, they are?
I think so, yeah.
Fuck. Well, yeah, we should have a Pirates of the Caribbean night. That'd be super fun.
It's a fun movie.
I like Pirates of the Caribbean. I'm not going to lie. I can't pretend I don't like it.
Most of them are the newest one. I'd say like they're not like cinematic masterpieces.
They're fun, though.
But they're as fun as like the old Brendan Fraser mummy movies.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're that type of movie.
You're always going to have fun watching a Pirates of the Caribbean movie.
The pacing is super good. It's fluid in the first one. Everything leads into itself. It's wonderful. It's a wonderful experience just because it flows very nicely. But there was, I'm trying to think. There was, I went to go see Aurora last night.
Oh.
With Brent. And I actually... Brent pointed him out. I saw Aaron Paul.
Yeah, you texted me and you were like, dude.
I know.
This is so surreal. Aaron Paul is right next to me.
Dude, whether he knows it or not, and like, I kind of get an understanding of when fans come up to us, I guess. Because when I saw him, I'm like, this, like, my mom watched Breaking Bad. Like, Daniel and I watch Breaking Bad. You watch Breaking Bad. There's a lot of people in my life, like, whether it be family or friends, that have been connected through... like their love for Breaking Bad. You and I are still watching Better Call Saul, and we're excited for the movie coming out.
I had a dream they canceled it last night.
The movie or the Better Call Saul?
Better Call Saul.
Oof, better not.
I'm glad that was a
dream. They better finish that shit.
Yeah. If they don't, I will scream.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly. Which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
So it was just like the surreal, like, holy fuck, this small dude.
Is he short? Is he small?
He's short, yeah. He's a very short man.
How short is he? Show me.
He's like right here. He's a short man.
Ah, damn.
Yeah, I think he was wearing boots, too.
Oh. So. We're talking about Jesse from Breaking Bad, in case you don't know who Aaron Paul is.
And
that's a little bitch, man. Not call him a bitch, that's what he says in the show a lot.
And so I didn't want to take a picture, but Brent was like, hey, man, do you want to take a picture? Yeah, just 10 seconds. And, like, took the picture like that. And he had enough time to throw up deuces. And so, like, I have that picture, so it's super nice.
I saw it. Ryan's not lying. He took it. Actually, the way you took the picture is it looks like he came up to you for a picture.
I know, because, like, it looks like he's holding the phone and throwing up a peace sign.
I know. So, like, it looks like, and you're, like, smiling normally, so it looks like he's a fan of Super Mega and came up for a picture.
But he was super nice, and I have to say, like, it's like, he has every right to kind of be like, nah, no, dude, no. But Brent trapped him, to be honest. He was good, like, 10 seconds, and then snapped the picture, like, held it there. It was a 5-second encounter. I didn't even have time to tell him I appreciated his work.
Did Brent, too, take a picture with him, too?
Oh, Brent, too, was in the restroom. He was super mad, and he's like, I wanted to see Aaron Paul!
It's probably for the best. I don't think Aaron Paul would have liked that too much.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, man, it's been a busy fucking week. Even though I've been, like, sick and down after the tour, it's been a... I have an inkling of why I got sick. On the last show.
Would it happen to be because of a certain fan's beverage?
Yes.
That you decided to partake in for some reason?
He was a cool dude.
Of course.
Had a sip of his beer, and then he's
You know,
like,
a lot of cool dudes are sick, too. Yeah. Not like sick bastards, but
That's true. This fan was a sick fucking bastard. I took a sip, and then he's like, and then his friends were like, dude, you just got over being sick. And I was like, awesome. And then I heard him talking about typhoid. Like, when he was farther away, so hopefully I don't have typhoid. Like, that's some Oregon Trail shit.
Is it?
Yeah.
How do you get typhoid?
By taking a sip of a fan's beverage after a show.
And how'd exactly he get it? Sounds like something you get.
He was traveling the Oregon Trail. I'm pretty sure that's in the Oregon Trail.
What is it, though?
Typhoid?
Yeah.
I don't know. It sounds like a badass electronic artist name, though.
Because that definitely doesn't feel comfortable.
Typhoid?
Yeah.
No, that sounds like a bad one. That sounds like one you don't want.
But you know what does sound like something I do want?
What?
MeUndies. Ask yourself this one very important question.
Okay.
Is your underwear making you happy at this very f***ing moment?
Don't swear, but no, it's not.
Wouldn't you like to be wearing underwear that is so soft that you feel like you're making love to an actual cloud all day long? They do realize they're talking about some dude f***ing a cloud. Well, I've got one word for you. MeUndies. In fact, Matt...
Yeah.
Whoa!
What am I wearing?
Shit,
right,
Ryan, those are MeUndies!
And what is this?
That's your penis, dude! Jesus! You really just showed it to me! Oh, man, they need to put some, like, curtains on the recording room window.
You saw me look at every, like...
I saw you, like...
You knew the dick was coming, because I was like...
Yeah, right when you dropped trowel, you looked at that window to make sure no one was peeking in. Yeah, well, that was, those were nice MeUndies.
But anyways, what does BuzzFeed have to say about MeUndies?
BuzzFeed says they feel like actual heaven against your skin. We're going to assume heaven is really soft in this context.
And real.
Ask Men said they feel like silk drenched in hand lotion. These undies are so soft, they make Bob Ross's voice sound like Gilbert Gottfried. They are so soft that Kenny G thinks about them to get inspired to write his next song.
Wait, they're so soft they make... Don't they mean they're so soft they make Gilbert Gottfried's voice sound like Bob Ross?
I'm pretty sure that's what they meant. MeUndies uses the coveted micromodal fabric, which is a full 3 times softer than cotton. Take that, big cotton.
Seriously, though, like, they're comfortable as all hell. Sorry, all Ooh. Heaven.
Ooh.
Are you wearing them, too?
No, I'm wearing my boring ass. I can't say the brand because I don't think we're allowed to, but boring. Look how boring this underwear is I'm wearing right now. Do you think this shit is soft, Ryan?
No.
Look at that shit. Not soft.
Look at this.
Yeah, I see. That's soft. That's very soft.
So soft.
Don't expose yourself.
I even have pajama bottoms. I'm thinking about getting some of their t-shirts because their stuff is so comfortable.
It's super nice.
And, like, I'm saying this for the ad read, but I legitimately own a good bit of underwear and pajama bottoms from them, and I do too.
Like, most of my underwear is.
They're fucking... Not only will you feel like your loins are being hugged by joy itself, but MeUndies gives you multiple style options for both men and women. Choose between classic colors to adventurous prints. Prints like significant otters, plant babies, and shamrocks.
Speaking of prints, why not match your bottom half with your better half and get matching prints for you and your partner? MeUndies is also the go-to for the softest loungewear on this side of the Mississippi. Hang out in their super comfy lounge pants and Onesiuses. Yes, MeUndies makes Onesius, and they're incredible!
Listen up, guys. MeUndies has a great offer for Super Mega Cast listeners. For any first-time purchasers, when you order MeUndies, you get 15% off and free shipping. That's a no-brainer. Get 15% off a pair of the most comfortable undies you'll ever put on your body.
Just go to MeUndies.com/supermega to do this.
Yeah, you'll get 15% off your first pair, free shipping, and 100% satisfaction guarantee. Not 98, not 99, 100. MeUndies.com/supermega. But I have to go handle some business.
It's going to take a bit.
On the porcelain throne.
It'll take a little bit.
Because I'm sick.
And, yeah, that's fine.
Nature is calling.
Don't worry, I'll leave too. I'll let it even cool off in here.
Okay. Ow! I'm back.
Yep.
Had to take care of business.
Taking care of business.
Working, taking a shit. I want to talk about something that was the first thing I found out about when I woke up this morning. I don't know if you've heard the news yet. It was really sad.
Reggie?
Reggie Fils-Aimé, yep.
Yep.
Reggie has passed away. No, I'm just kidding. Reggie's retiring from Nintendo as the president of Nintendo of America.
He's like, I got enough money now. I don't need to do shit.
I've made enough money. I am done as president of
Nintendo.
Could
you imagine if that was the announcement?
I finally made $100,000.
After all those years at Nintendo.
My savings account is finally at $100,000.
But now the new guy, haha, Bowser, blah, blah, blah.
That's honestly, like, insane. That's not fake. Like, the new president of Nintendo, his last name is Bowser?
Good for him.
That's fucking awesome.
Do you think he'll ever, like, because, like, Reggie brought this, like, weird charm
to
things.
No one can replace Reggie.
Where it was, like, at the base of it was, like, this kind of, like, cringy dad type persona.
But you loved him.
But he legitimately, like, would just storm through and with excitement about any project that Nintendo was working on. And so, like, to have someone, like, not only be the president, but be very
the face,
vocal.
Like, that type of face.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone can ever replace Reggie because he's so unique. But I think that,
Phil Spencer's super awesome.
They can be their own type
I'm kidding.
Of thing.
No, he's,
who's
he's,
Phil Spencer?
This is the Xbox man.
Oh, Xbox man. Okay. I think that what's his name? David Bowser? Something Bowser?
Something Bowser. Just call him Mr.
Bowser. Mr. Bowser. Yeah.
That's what people say, Mr. Bowser.
That's honestly pretty rad. President of Nintendo is Mr. Bowser, and it's not even a joke. Like, his last name is legitimately Bowser.
I'm wondering if this will start the dark times of Nintendo.
Well,
and
Bowser's
then the joke
the bad
will
guy.
Be like, oh, Bowser was running it. No.
What better person to hold the keys to the Nintendo castle than Mr. Bowser?
I know. Like,
that video made me sad. It showed, like, all the videos of Reggie having fun and, like, showing off the
showed, like,
original
a robot
Nintendo
chicken
DS.
Bit.
Yeah, like, fuck, man. I'm going to miss Reggie a lot. Like, I really am. He's not that old. Why is he retiring?
Because he's made enough money.
Yeah, he's the president of Nintendo. He probably made some good money.
Like, I'm sure if most people could retire at the age of, like, 45 or 50, they would.
Oh, absolutely.
You know what's interesting?
What?
Never mind. I was just going to say, like, how The Office, while Aaron and Dan are off playing around in Hawaii, it's kind of turned into like a Smash tournament space.
It has, yeah.
People play Smash every day here.
They're just playing a lot of Smash.
Yeah.
Ross is out there playing Smash.
He's playing right now.
He's earning his paycheck. Speaking of Ross, yesterday I was driving and...
oh, yeah.
It was probably like 7:30 at night, so it's kind of dark out, and I stop at a red light, and... Who's crossing the street but Ross? Just what a coincidence. I'm like, holy shit, that's Ross. So I just start blowing my horn, like, like, just to fuck with him. And I roll down the window and I'm going, sir, sir, sir,
sir.
And Ross is like, he turns and he looks at my car and he's like, oh, and he's like freaked out. But he tries to ignore it. And I'm like, sir.
He tries to
sir!
Ignore it.
And he just walks a little bit faster and he looks really upset and uncomfortable. And he crosses the street and starts walking away down the sidewalk. And I'm still, Jackson and I are both just loudly yelling, sir, and still honking the horn.
You should have been like, Ross O'Donovan?
Game Grumps.
But he never saw it was me. Like, I just drove off. And I think that's my favorite part of that whole exchange, was that to this right now in this moment, he thinks that someone just flipped his shit on him for no reason while he was crossing the street.
We should fake a package being sent to his place that just says more Mario Maker, please.
And it's just like filled with like white powder and like wires sticking out.
Yeah, that ain't no joke.
Yeah, that'll land you in federal prison for a long time. So don't do that, guys.
Yeah, they don't. Even if it's fake, even if it's just like sugar, it's still counted as terrorism in the eyes of the federal government.
Like, if you guys send like a fake package to our PO box, they're real good at tracking that shit down.
They take that shit seriously. Yeah,
they have divisions just to track that shit down. So
Jussie Smollett will know that soon enough.
That's in the news right now. Let's talk about
that. I don't
want to
talk too much of it, but he's just an idiot.
Dude,
from the beginning, I was kind of like, this is a weird story. It just felt off.
So basically what happened? He like faked an attack on himself?
He faked a hate crime on himself.
Ooh. Yikes.
Which is pretty bad.
Yeah.
And so he led the Chicago Police Department, which has what? One of the highest crime rates out there.
Dude, they have nothing else to do.
So they're dealing with a lot of shit. Meanwhile, they're dealing with some idiot who's on some show that nobody watches. I'm sorry, I'm sure a lot of people watch it. I don't watch it, so I'm projecting myself onto a lot of people. But apparently the investigation came out to be that he did this. He personally signed a check to pay these people to do this. Like, it's signed by him and everything.
You know, usually if you're going to commit a crime, it's best to probably pay in cash and not a signed check.
Open your mouth, Jussie.
Classic, right? Do you think he, like, on the part place with the check we have to write what the check's for, he was like, for fake hate crime?
Yeah, he said that, and then he said not Jussie or whatever his name is.
He signed his name as not Jussie.
Dude, I'm smelling the inside of my ass.
Yeah, well, thank you for doing that. It's a very hot room, and I'm glad that you had to release the flat seat.
I thought it was very relevant since we're talking about a piece of shit.
Well, okay. I mean, we could have added a fake fart sound. You didn't actually have to straight go through the measures of actually doing that. Someone is standing outside of the recording room.
I'm gonna guess there's Ike, there's Tucker, and
no, that's Crank.
I want to say Ike is on the left. I'm saying the person who is pretending to be my dog Lego, which I do not take very lightly because I miss him to death. That's Ethan Nestor.
That's Ethan Nestor from Crank Gameplays. He's staring in the recording room while we record this. He's got a furry
mask. We're waving at him. He's waving back.
He took it off.
I'm gonna throw him a few kisses. There you are. He's throwing us a few kisses back.
Oh,
he's
I got
a wonderful
one.
Boy.
I caught one. I caught a kiss.
I actually, the first time I ever saw Ethan was when he sent me a front flip through Twitter. Or was it on Vine?
Get in here, Ethan. Let me make some room for him.
The first time I was saying
Ethan,
that I think I saw you or we interacted in any way was back when Syndigo was still a thing and I lived in South Carolina. Yeah. And we had just got done doing like some sort of Markiplier thing. And you sent us a front flip, I believe. Or maybe it was a back flip.
He sent me full frontal. That was how the first time
the first thing I sent you was full frontal nudity.
Thank you. You
were really big into front flips back in the day.
Yeah, I did gymnastics for a little bit.
Can you still do front flips?
Yeah.
You definitely sent a front flip.
Did I?
Yeah, you did.
I don't remember this at all. What
said,
was
here's
it
a front flip. I don't know. You just sent it.
Wait.
This is back when you had shorter hair. You weren't wearing glasses. And, you know.
I remember we played Left 4 Dead 2 that one time.
Yes.
And then
long time ago.
I was in high school and my dad was like, you need to go to bed. It's a school night. And I was like, oh, Ryan, I'm sorry. I have to go to bed.
It's like, it's fine, buddy. I'm just going to go to my job in the morning.
Yeah.
Food line.
Do you think you could do a front flip right now for us?
No, the ceiling's too low.
But you can still do front flips.
I can still do it. Yeah.
Okay.
I can do backflips easier, which is a surprise.
Backflips are easier?
Backflips are easier because if you think about a backflip, when you're coming down from it, you can see where you're landing. So it's easier to land.
True,
with
yeah.
With a front flip, you're like, it's a blind landing.
How long does it take to, like, when you do flips and stuff, how long does it take of practice to not get disoriented in air?
I think it's
Or does
less
that just come with
it's
it?
It's less of, like, disorienting like being disoriented and more of like being scared.
Okay.
Because yeah,
it's all about commitment, guys. You gotta commit to
it. If you land on your head, you're dead.
That sucks. I think that my legs might be a little too long because even on trampolines, when I try to flip, my feet and legs always clip before I land.
You
they
do
clip
have really long legs.
I got long limbs.
You gotta tuck them in, right? It's all about that tuck.
Yeah.
I gotta tuck.
Yeah, well, it's like you're doing a big squat.
I don't have the leg strength. I don't have the muscles in my legs to be able to tuck it in fast enough.
You don't have the leg strength to bend your legs?
No, because when you're flipping, that's like you really gotta like pull. I honestly have no leg strength. When I was skiing once, I had to turn really fast and I didn't have time. Like my legs weren't strong enough to turn me fast enough and I went straight over a little like 3 foot ledge into some trees and it sucked. Sorry, said a puke.
Yeah, I'm actually.
It's because you're drinking LaCroix.
I love LaCroix.
I'm actually pretty offended you don't remember sending me a front flip via Twitter. It wasn't like a DM. You were like on Twitter.
Hey, baby, check this out.
And I think you were like, hey, dumbass, your content fucking sucks.
Yeah.
Check out this front flip.
Send Markiplier my regards. And then you did a front flip.
That's probably how
That's how it all started.
Well, I'll leave you boys to your podcast. I need to go and talk to Tucker.
Okay.
Okay, baby.
Bye, Ethan.
I'll see you both.
Thanks for stopping by. Go check out Crank Gameplays.
Maybe we'll have you on the podcast for a full episode one of these days and not just like a 5 minute segment.
All right.
Because your name's not going to be up in the title. I apologize.
Unfortunately.
Oh, sure.
You weren't on for at least half an hour.
All right.
He's not on the marquee for this one.
I'll be back any day for you, boys.
Thank you.
You have a good rest of your day, my boy.
It was so nice that our friend Ethan could drop by for a few seconds. But you know what's even nicer? Doing another ad read.
Whoa, is this one about loans?
Yes.
Wow, did you know that applying for a loan is a lot like applying for a job that you don't get to interview for? Instead, loan companies make their decisions based off of your credit score and history without getting to know the whole you. Now, thanks to Upstart.com, it never has to be that way again. Upstart is revolutionizing the way you borrow money by rewarding you for your job experience and education in the form of a smarter interest rate.
Damn, dude, that was swift.
Thanks.
Unlike traditional credit underwriting, which could be biased against people with a short credit history, Upstart goes beyond the traditional FICO credit score when assessing your credit worthiness. Upstart believes you're more than just your credit score. They make it fast, simple, and easy for you to check your rate in less than 2 minutes without affecting your credit score. The best part? Once your loan's approved, the funds will be transferred to you the very next business day. The next day!
Over 100,000 people have used Upstart to pay off credit cards, student loans, fund their wedding, or to make a large purchase. Free yourself from the burden of high-interest credit card debt by consolidating everything into one monthly payment with Upstart. Hurry to upstart.com/supermega to find out how low your Upstart rate is. Checking your rate only takes 2 minutes and won't affect your credit. That's upstart.com/supermega.
Yeah, upstart.com/supermega if you want to see how low your Upstart rate is.
There's a big pile of bananas at the grocery store that I wanted to purchase, and thanks to Upstart, I was able to buy them all.
This place is filled with rotting bananas. Yeah, I don't know what you were planning on doing with all those bananas.
Like Donkey Kong's banana hoard. I didn't know they went bad after a week or so.
Yeah, bananas go bad. It's disgusting.
How does he hoard all those bananas then?
Does he just go through bananas that fast? Does he eat them that fast? Like, do they not go bad?
Something I never really thought about in regards to
Donkey
Kong.
Yeah,
dude,
he has like 500 million bananas in his little hoard. Like, give it 3 days, and that place is a disgusting, like, you can't even go in there. It's so bad.
He does travel all over his island and defeat the evil King Crocodile.
King Crocodile?
King Croc Cruel. King Cruel. King Cruel. Dr. Cruel.
King K. Rule.
Yeah.
Think about the fruit fly infestation he's got to have after like 2 days. Where do those things?
Fruit flies are disgusting.
Where do they come from, dude?
Yeah, fruit flies are fucking disgusting, dude.
Where do they come from? Like, where do they
the
go?
The fruit themselves?
Where do they come from? Cotton Eye Joe.
I really don't know where they come from because all I know is there are some people that leave their shit out, like food, and then they'll just appear.
Like, they just appear like instantly.
Yeah.
It's like, are they always just around? You just don't see them? And then when there's fruit, they're like, oh, my time to shine.
Are they born into mold?
Do they come from the fruit? Like, seriously, where do they come from? Because it's like, no matter what kind of closed off environment you're in, you leave a piece of fruit out, they're there. And it's like, where do they come from? Are they just hiding everywhere, always waiting?
They have a little detector. Man, leave fruit out.
It's our time to shine. Like, where do they fucking come from? It's like an Air Force base and an alarm goes off. It's like, move out, move out. Like, they all fly off ready to devour the fruit and infest my kitchen.
They look like gnats.
Yeah, they're like the same thing, except they don't bite.
Gnats are fucking
gnats
awful.
Fucking suck, dude.
Fuck gnats.
I don't know if you listeners, I'm sure there's a bunch of you that don't have gnats where you live. Imagine mosquitoes,
but they're tinier.
The size of airplanes. That's what a gnat is.
They destroy buildings. Millions of casualties.
Imagine if there was a fucking insect the size of a, like, what's like, how big is the biggest insect, do you think, like, in North America?
It's got to be some big ass, like a tarantula.
Yeah, like the tarantula, probably the size of two of my hands put together. Could you imagine a bug the size of Lego or banana?
I don't want to. Just fuck as that,
thick
dude.
And just,
fuck
like,
that.
Roaming around?
Oh, man.
How come they don't exist? Why are bugs small? Vsauce, answer that for me, please.
Oh, yeah. Why are bugs always small? Like, why are there no big bugs?
There's big fish. There's small fish.
Great movie.
There's big humans and small humans. Well, there's big elephants and pygmy elephants.
You know what's weird?
There's not really. I'm sure there are.
I'm sure there's small elephants.
Like little dwarf elephants?
Yeah. You know what's crazy is like...
Sorry, little people elephants?
Before...
What are you supposed to call little animals then? Just little
dwarf,
elephants?
Dwarf animals.
But dwarf is... Oh, yeah, you're right. It is dwarfism. Never mind. I always forget the conclusion of the argument we come to.
Basically, like, I always forget that before humans, there was, like, a whole nother, like, life on Earth breed. And those things were fucking huge. Like, there were dinosaurs, like, massive fucking things, you know?
Well, there's that quote, and I can't remember. Is it Stegosaurus and Tyrannosaurus were, like, millions of years apart? Or two dinosaurs that people usually link together in the same period are actually, like, millions of years apart.
I can't believe that, like, dinosaurs existed and, like, just ruled the Earth for so fucking long. Like, that's crazy. Like, our planet just... the
longer
majority,
than us, right?
Yeah, way longer. Like, the majority of our planet has just been, like... If you had to summarize it, it's massive reptiles. It's not humans.
We're
like,
the new shitty disease.
Yeah, we just popped up.
But how do dinosaurs exist for millions of years and not build a fucking car?
Seriously, how did dinosaurs not come up with Google or Apple or some shit? Like... Y'all couldn't create drive-thrus and,
it
like,
took
iPhones?
Us a few thousand years.
Like...
Sorry, a couple thousand years, judging by the Christian calendar.
Well, Earth's only 6,000 years old, right?
Yeah.
So don't get mistaken. A few thousand. Dinosaurs were here for a couple hundred, and then humans came along.
Actually, they existed with humans.
I remember getting into
We rode them.
Yeah. We tamed those beasts that were 5,000 times larger than us.
We tamed those giant chickens. Have you ever seen a chicken?
No, I've never seen a chicken.
Have you ever seen a chicken in real life?
Yeah,
have you ever been with a chicken?
Yeah, I've held a chicken. Have I ever been with a chicken? Like, no, not sexually, but I have held a chicken before.
They're little fucking assholes.
They are, dude. They're mean. Like chickens.
Could you imagine a big thing?
Like a chicken that's like bigger than you? No,
yeah,
I don't. That's what a dinosaur is. That shit's gonna kill me. Dinosaurs had feathers, too. Like, remember when we were kids, it was like, they have scales. And then all of a sudden, one day, they're like, just kidding, dinosaurs actually have feathers. We lied.
Fuck. I prefer my dinosaurs without feathers, thank you.
I, you know, like, it feels weird to think of them with feathers. I grew up imagining them as, like, bright, vivid colors. You know, like, didn't you, like
there's
bright
a lot
red
of pictures that had, like, red and green and blue.
Like, yellow, and it's like,
like,
you
any
know,
reptile, they had weird colors sometimes.
They were probably just nasty, smelled like shit. And had feathers all over
them. Fucking chomping at each other.
Yeah.
And then beaks had to exist. No, beaks were already a thing. That's why they had pterodactyls.
Yeah, dude, pterodactyls, if you want to talk about, like, one of the scariest dinosaurs, I think pterodactyls might take the cake for that
They're mean. Well, I'm sure they're mean.
But they're just freaky looking. Like,
I think any creature that's wild in like, the Cretaceous or any prehistoric period is going to be, quote-unquote, mean. From our perspective.
Oh, yeah. Like, none of them are sweet little animals, you know? It's like, oh, come here.
Well,
like,
you can't be. You can't be a sweet animal and expect to survive.
They have to survive. So it's like, pterodactyls' heads, like, you look at the shape of a pterodactyl, that shit's, like, freaky, right? It's like an alien. That thing is, like, not going to be nice to me. And it's going to swoop out of the sky, and it's going to stab me with its 5-foot beak and, like, carry me away to its nest. And, like, feed me to its little pterodactyl babies.
It's gonna stab you through your, like, through your chest and carry you away.
Yeah, and I'm just gonna be up there like, oh, this sucks.
So, I guess, so when birds have beaks like that, like, you think of woodpeckers and stuff, they just drill into the person, like, the other creature's head just to kill it, right?
No,
that's what they do.
They drill into trees and eat bugs.
Well, I know that, but, like, if you have a long beak and you're hunting an animal, don't you peck at, wouldn't, a pterodactyl will peck at your fucking head. I'm thinking of cats, they go for the throat. Pterodactyl, to get you, do they just peck all over?
I imagine it would just fucking open its mouth, grab me at some point. I'm a long, skinny fucker. It can grab me pretty much anywhere.
Yeah.
And then it's going to do what, like, you know when, like, a dog has a toy and it shakes its head around really fast? It's going to do that with my body, and then it's going to fly away with me.
Matt, if you tell Don to not draw a pterodactyl in this thumbnail, I'll be disappointed.
I'm going to tell Don, hey, for this thumbnail, have me being brutally attacked by a pterodactyl, and Ryan is going to be
in the stomach, stretching out like, ooh, like that. Or like, no, I'm in the nest being torn apart by the babies, and you're like being held up as next.
No, how about you're sitting with the babies with a bucket of popcorn
watching? Okay, yeah, perfect. That's perfect. Actually, can we do that?
Yeah, I love when we come up with the thumbnail during the podcast, because people are like, yeah, we already know what it is, guys. Yep, we saw it before we clicked on the video. We saw it like 45 minutes ago. Like, we've been seeing.
But it's exciting for us.
It's you guys are watching the creative process unfold for Super Mega. You know, this is a big fucking deal. Like, this is huge. Oh, also, guys, today, at noon Pacific time, the Super Mega Animated Collab is dropping. A ton of artists worked really hard on this. It was all fan organized. We didn't have anything to do with this. This was completely the community.
Even our past channel artist Kia did a bit.
Yeah,
and it's really good. Like, I fucking love Kia. And there's a lot of other artists that are just like, you'll see them. They're all credited.
No, yeah, they're all credited. But there's also like, there's some bigger ones like Senior Palo or Sir Palo. Is it Senior? I think Senior Palo did some stuff.
Banksy did something.
Yeah, Banksy actually did something for it. Ringo Starr, he did a little segment. It's actually really fucking awesome. Like, a bunch of you guys,
it's a whole episode,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they got together and they animated an entire Super Mega episode in chunks of like 20 to 30. Like, everyone was divvied off a little segment.
Like 30 seconds.
Yeah, 30 seconds. And it's actually incredible.
How long is it?
It's 15 minutes.
Okay.
It's like a full 15 minutes.
I gotta
sit
down and watch it.
No, I watched it last night. It is wild. It's so fucking good. Jackson and I watched it and we were like cracking up. Like, you guys killed it. Every single person involved in that project. Like, I can't believe people did this all on their own, and then we're just like, here you go, guys, upload this. It's like, holy fuck.
Thank you for putting your time and passion and skill into something so, so outwardly stupid as what we do. But y'all guys turned it into art. We spoke into mics, and we played a video game, and you guys turned it into a legitimate piece of art that took hours and hours to put together, and that's just fucking awesome.
Yeah, like, I'm really excited for this to drop. You guys, everyone involved, we absolutely love you. Give yourself a huge
pat on the back.
I'm gonna give you guys a big round of applause, and I hope everyone
I'm
listening
slapping
is clapping.
My big thighs.
I'll slap your thighs.
My
too.
Big white thighs. Slap them.
I'm sorry, with the way I was slapping hurt my hand, which means it probably hurt your thighs.
Well, burning calories, right?
By slapping yourself?
Yeah. Your skin goes, ah, and so it forces out the calories.
It poofs them out in like a little cloud.
Yeah.
Like how spores, like mushrooms, like shoot out spores. Okay.
It's terrifying.
It is. Because I was actually hiking once, and I found this really cool mushroom, and I was like, whoa. And I touched it.
And I ate it.
And I touched it, and it just shot out like a cloud, and I fucking freaked
out.
Wait,
really? It just went,
yeah, it went, and I was like, ah! And it scared me so bad, and I ran to my dad. I was like, Dad! Dad! And I didn't know what the hell happened. And he's like, those are spores, son. And then my dad ate the mushrooms and he got naked and he tripped his ass off. And I didn't see him for quite some time. We actually had to get the park rangers to go find him. One of the worst days of my life.
Was that the time he was in the log or was that the time that he was up in the tree?
No, that was both of those.
Wait,
completely
what?
Different times. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't hear about this part then. Okay.
I tried
to
repress
it. Finding him then? Or you'll tell me later.
Yeah, he was just off in the woods when they found him.
Okay.
It was like a day and a half later.
Okay.
But basically, yeah, spores are freaky. We should play the game Spore on our channel. Make some fun shit.
Yeah, we can make a little penis monster.
He looks like a. How about we only
make a penis
monsters,
monster,
dude?
With
right?
Boobies.
Funny, I play Spore. I make funny penis shaped human. Actually,
that has to be our one thing that we can't do in Spore is make a penis shaped monster. We're gonna have to.
Says who, Ryan? What are you, the joke police now?
Everyone's made a penis.
Has
anyone made a pussy, though?
We can make a pussy. We can make a pussy monster. The pussy monster.
I'm the pussy monster.
When we were in Portland, Oregon, we went to a restaurant called Slappy Cakes, which is where you make your own pancakes, like Korean barbecue style, on a little griddle in front of you. I really enjoyed it.
I thought the ingredients were... just average quality. And what the place has going for it is the fact that you make it in front of you. It's very, like, I don't know what I expected. Because when I make my own pancakes, it's just going to be a sludge of disgusting garbage. And it was good, but, like, it's just going to be pancake batter, chocolate chips, peanut butter chips, chocolate. Like, it's just a big fucking sludge of heart disease.
Yeah, that's pretty accurate. I enjoyed it. I put bacon in mine, but I brought this up because I was the only one at the table who made a penis. And then I felt real bad. I was like, I thought that at least you would have done it, or Jackson would have done it, or even Vernon. No, you all took the high road, and I was the one. Like, after we left, Adam brought it up. He's like, yeah, Matt's the only one that made a penis. And then it, like, really hit me. I was like, man, I really am still in fourth grade.
I really did just,
like,
draw a penis.
Everyone was just, like, making, like, Garfield or something creative. And I'm like, ooh, why am I make a penis?
Well, Vernon made the, what do you call that S?
The Stussy S.
The Stussy S? Yeah. Why is it called Stussy S?
It's a brand. It's a clothing brand.
So, like, when you and I were drawing that back in grade school, that was a brand?
Yeah.
I thought it was just a cool little thing. I didn't know it was a brand.
It's from a brand, yeah. Huh. Stussy. I don't know how you fucking say it. I think it's Stussy, but...
Where you draw the six lines, three on top, three on bottom, and then just... And then do little a roof on either end.
Ryan, what are the odds? You know that Iron Giant tattoo on your back? What are the odds you get the Stussy S on his chest, like, added to the
Zero.
Tattoo? Zero?
Zero.
Why not?
Because I don't want to disrespect the man back there.
I fucking love that picture of the Iron Giant wearing, like, the Adidas tracksuit.
And, like, he has squatting. A backwards hat, and he has, like, a cigar or something
like
that, too.
Yeah, he has, like, a bottle of vodka.
Yeah, and he's, like, looking down at Hogan. He's, like,
no, is it the one where he's, like, posing?
Yeah, he's doing, like, the Slav squat. Oh, my God, Ryan.
These are the stinky ones, too.
Yeah, yeah, I'm well aware, Ryan. I'm well aware.
I've been eating well, though. I just walked to a taco place and had three, what is it called,
Chimichangas?
No, it's a type of it's a Spanish word for the some pork. What's it called?
Chicharrones.
I had three chorizo tacos.
Oh, dude, chorizo is the fucking bomb.
It's really good.
Chorizo is, like, the best meat, in my opinion. But, like, dude, I feel really motivated now that I'm getting over my sickness. I want to start waking up at the same time every day. I want to get in a better sleeping habit, and I want to start eating better and gaining weight again. Guys, super mega fans, this is a call to action to keep me motivated. I want you to be hounding me, making sure I'm waking up at the same time every day.
Make him feel bad about how he looks.
You don't have to make me feel bad about how I look. You can just be like, hey, Matt, I hope you're eating well. You don't have to be like, you skinny fucking asshole. You better be gaining weight because you look like a sick fuck.
I don't know. Maybe bullying is the key for you.
Bullying is never the key. Why are you only wearing one shoe, Ryan? I just noticed that.
Because we're halfway out the door already.
We're halfway out the door? And now we're all the way out the door. Bye!
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.